Okay. I can put this one over.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're up to Daf Lamed Tes. One of the beauties about Daf Yomi is that it feels in constant motion. Okay, so the Gemara, you know, it's within the discussion of a Beitza, which is one of Kali Bishul, brings a Mishnah from Daf Kuf Mem Hei Yomid Beis, which is like one of the most basic Mishnayos of all of Melechas Bishul, Kol Sheba Bechamin Milifnei Shabbos. In other words, something which is mevushal from before Shabbos, we have a rule that if it's yavesh, everyone agrees, ain bishol achar bishol, and then you could take this davar yavesh, b'shabah b'chamin, shufnei Shabbos, and shorin also b'chamin b'shabbos. You can even put it into a kli rishon on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah quotes this Mishnah in terms of how to make tea on Shabbos, that he suggests soaking the tea bag, b'chamin, from before Shabbos, drying it out, and then taking this used tea bag, and then you could put this used tea bag into a kli rishon on Shabbos. That's one of the eitzes that he has. However, kol shelo bo b'chamin melufnei Shabbos, that which is not cooked from before Shabbos, then we only have a heter of medichin oso b'chamin. What is medichin oso b'chamin? So Tosos over here points out that to put this into a kli rishon vada is osur. To put it into a kli sheni, l'chorem ikar adin is mutter, because kli sheni eino mevashel, but we have a gzera, putting something into kli sheni is mechzik bishul. So medichin oso b'chamin b'shabbos means that you can do irui from a kli sheni. You can pour from a kli sheni on something which is not mevushal. Chutz, however, this is to exclude min hamaliach hayoshan v'kulayas hayispinin shehadachasan zogemar malachka. There we have those things that we call kali bishul, that there we're going to have bishul on a doraisa level, even in a klisheni, and even in irui klisheni, because they're kali bishul. The examples that are given over here are various types of fish that be'etzim can be eaten raw, but they're salted to preserve them by removing the salt, and they become edible. But hu hadin, any kali bishul, because this is brought in the context of the beitza. The beitza is considered one of kali bishul. And then in Kalei Bishul, we have an Easter of putting Kalei Bishul into a klisheni or iru klisheni. Since we're not sure what is Kalei Bishul, so therefore anything which is raw, you shouldn't put into a klisheni or iru klisheni. What about a klishlishi? Here the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, we know is very, very terse. Here he became telegraphic, and he just left it blank. And so it's known to be a machlokas achronim. What the Rishonim held is very, very questionable. We don't know. But Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva in Arachayim Chelok Dalet, Simon Ayin Dalet, that Mi'ikar Hadin, you could take a tea bag and put it into a klishi shlishi. Namely, what the Mishnah over here says is that Chutz min Hamliach Hayosh Kvayas Espinin, She'im Medichin Oso B'chamin. You can't use Iru Klisheni. But beyond that, you can use. Mashenkin the Chazon Ish says, no, Iru Klisheni means da 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 da. Iru Klisheni, Klishlishi, Iru Klishlishi, Klirvi. Namely, iri klisheni is considered to be the bottom of the barrel, and everything that continues has the status of iri klisheni, and you can't use, in other words, there's no heter on kalei bishul at all. You know, it's in other words, ein medichin means ein medichin. Within the Mishnah Berurah, there's a very fascinating inconsistency, let's call it that. In Siman Shin Yudchet, the Mishnah Berurah goes into great lengths to describe how to make tea over there in Sifkatan Lamed Tes, in terms of the raw tea bags, drying them out, in terms of making essence, hot essence, cold essence, v'chule, v'chule. He doesn't mention kli shlishi. He doesn't give that as an option, which would seem to be like the Chazon Ish, that there is no such option. But if you just turn the page to one page, to Sifkatan Mem Zayin, over there he says it will be kli shlishi. So this is always an issue in the Mishnah Berurah. Quotes a name within the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Shachar Tzion, but in the Mishnah Berurah, he's just quoting this as a shita. Be aware, there is a shita of the Prima Gadim that Rav Moshe may agree with, but I don't agree with. Or is he saying that I passed in this way? And why didn't I mention it earlier? Well, I didn't mention it earlier. mentioning it here. So it's, in other words, so of course the Kli Shlishi people will bring this Mishnah Berurah Azariah that they are in the mainstream, and the previous Mishnah will be quoted by the anti-Kli Shlishi people, Tea Party, that... Sorry, I know you don't get into politics. It's a political party. It's to say that it's, that the Mishnah Berurah does not hold of the Heter of Kli Shlishi. Okay, then the Gemara continues and quotes another Mishnah from the, it's from the end of the Masechta, Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, of Nosdin Tav Shalot Ol Chabor Bishul Shiei Shamor. Namely, there's no Iser of Hatmana to keep something cold. You could put things in a thermos to keep them cold. This lechor is so obvious, it's not quoted anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Very interesting. The Rambam quotes it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bother to quote it. I mean, after all, what malacha would there possibly be? Hatmana is a gzera of bishul. There's no bishul over here keeping it cold.
Doesn't the Gemara there say that it's gzera of tzonin hatacham?
That we'd have a havam.
Yeah.
Yeah, but kanere that in other words, it made it into the tour. The tour at the end of Siman Shin Yudches, very, very end, quotes it. But the Beis Yosef didn't bother to even comment on in the tour. One of those. And there's a machlokas whether the tour actually quoted it or not. In the new tours they have, they point out that it's not clear that the tour actually even quoted it. Okay. Then the Gemara goes into the sugya of Bishul Bechama. Over here, we have also a fascinating machlokas achronim. So let's just put on the table the raw facts. The facts are that Bishul Bechama is mutar. The facts are that Bishul Ba'or, or meaning Eish, is Chayev Midaraisa. That's the Malacha of Bishul. Toldos Or, that which was heated by Or, you have a hot piece of metal that was heated by fire. So to cook with that hot piece of metal, that's also Chayev Midaraisa. That's a Tolda, like that classic Toldos or Chayev. Toldos Chama, that's a Machokis in the Mishnah between the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi. Rabbanan holds, Rav Yossi holds that just as Chama is Mutter, Toldos Chama is Mutter. And Rabbanan or Gozer, Otu, Toldos, Or. Otu, we pass him like Rabbanan. So, Or is Chayef Midoraisa, Toldos Or is Chayef Midoraisa, Toldos Chama is Osir Rabbanan, and Chama is Mutar. Why in the world is Chama Mutar? So here we have Rashi, and seconded by the Ran, who uses the language, the Ein Derech Bishuo Bekach. And there's no reason to make a Gzera, because no one would ever confuse Chama with Or. What is Ein Derech Bishuo Bekach? Classically, that's Klachayat. Klachayat is also Drabonah. That's why over here is it Mutar. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this in Orech Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Beis in the Yad Moshe, That's the index. It's a mistake. Okay. So it's Orech Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Beis, in which he offers the following svara. He says what it means is that you would never use chama as your first alternative to cooking. Namely, if fire was available, you'd always use fire. Only when fire is not available, then you would use chama, while esh is your first alternative. So because it's not your first alternative, says Rav Moshe, this is a shinui which is not in the parasha of Bishul. It's simply not considered to be Bishul. And toldos esh could be your first alternative. And even if it couldn't, but it comes from Eish, which is your first alternative. So toldos Bishul, we're going to have a chiyuv. Toldos Eish, we're going to have a chiyuv. But on the level of Chama, it is Mutar. That's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe quotes an Acharon called the Kiryat Sefer, who wrote a Perush on the Rambam, with the following language, Ein Bishul min haTorah ela be'Eish. That he understood, not like Bechorah, not like Rashi, that it's a Svara, but rather it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. And Rav Moshe says, Lo Yitachein, we have no such Gzeres HaKosuv. But what this Kiryat Sefer means, that's not Bishul because of the Svara of Rashi. Namely, that Rav Moshe says, everyone agrees with the Svara is a Glat Svara, and therefore, were we to find something which would not be Eish, that could be a first alternative to cooking, that would be Chayev Midoraisa. Just, it's a hechetimsa. The chama is not the first alternative. It's not as though that we say that nuclear energy is not defined as, assuming chama is nuclear energy, that nuclear energy is not defined as bishul on Shabbos. Simply, it doesn't happen to be the first alternative when we're viewing the chama as the source of that heat. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagrees frontally. There's a famous series of tshuvas that have been put together in the Mincha Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman's arguing with the Chazon Ish, his Masu Matan in terms of electricity. It goes from Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel. So smack in the middle, namely in Siman Yud Beis. And again, I'm using this a black edition, which is the one here in the Beis Medrash. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a red edition, which has the different numbers, v'chulei v'chulei. So in Siman Yud Beis, footnote here 7. Now it's Shmir Shabbos Kochas is working off of the red edition, so it puts a different footnote. But here it's footnote 7, if you want to look it up. He says, no. Not only does the Kiryat Sefer mean what he says, that Chama is Mufka from Bishur, even Rashi means that. When Rashi says, Ein Derech Bishur Lo Bekach, it's not a Svara. It's a Gzeres HaKosuf, that this is not considered to be Bishur. V'ha Raya, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. If we take the case of Chame Tveria, which we'll do with a little more, it's thermal energy. So the machokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan is thermal energy told us or, because it goes by Gehenim, that's Rav Yossi Shita, or do we view thermal energy as told us Chama, which is the Shita of Rabbanan. But whatever it is, it appeared to have been a lechatchila of our people in Tveria to cook that way. And until they broke the silonim, that's the way that they used to cook. So you see, you have something which is a lechatchila, and still it's viewed as, you know, it's only told as chama. In other words, it's told as chama, which is only drabanan. If we would view that as, you know, that the moment it's lechatchila, that's chayev midaraisa, so it should be daraisa, and yet it's viewed as drabanan. And he points out that this difference between or and chama is only brought in Hilchos Shabbos, where we have din malchus machzavah Shabbos of klach hayad. It's brought also in terms of baking matzah. It's brought in terms of korban pesach. It's brought in terms of challah. And so this has nothing to do with klach hayad, with shinui. There's no din of shinui in these areas, but rather it's not defined as bishul. Wherever you need bishul and korban pesach, vayivashlos a pesach is also a form of bishul. This is not considered to be bishul. Okay, so kach hayah lehem kabbalah. That's his language. So, you know, it's, if Rav Moshe takes the Kriyat Sefer and pushes him into Rashi, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach takes Rashi and pushes him into the Kriyat Sefer. In other words, but what would be, again, the nafgamina between the two of them if we found the lechatchila? So Rav Moshe says, I found the lechatchila. I found it. It's a microwave. A microwave. Rav Moshe said, the only reason it's not used lechatchila in 1931 when he wrote his tshuva, 1971, I'm sorry, when he wrote his tshuva, Tavshin Lamed Aleph, 1971 when he wrote his tshuva is because who had money to buy a microwave? But once it becomes cheaper, it's going to be lechatchila, people are going to cook with it, and that would be chayav midoraisa, because the moment you cook with something lechatchila, that's chayav midoraisa. History has proven Rav Moshe being tied to being correct, that no one uses a microwave as lechatchila for cooking. They use it as a chatchila for reheating. It's used for reheating as lechatchila. In other words, people will cook in a microwave, but generally when there's no fire available. In other words, if they want to heat water, there's no fire available. They want to cook an egg or a potato, there's no fire available, then they'll use it. But it's very, very rare that people use it lechatchila, not across the board, certainly. But in any case, the rule is a rule. So now there are new stoves that work on magnetic resonance, namely that the electric current creates a magnetic field and it bounces back and forth, and that creates a certain degree of resistance, and resistance brings about heat. So you can cook in a magnetic field. They people who say that it happens to be a very, very expensive gadget, but they say they cook great. In other words, so if that were to become cheaper, that according to Moshe, that would be chayav midoraisa. Well, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would, it's chama, it's bishul b'chama, it's not, there's no esh. The moment there's no esh, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're never going to have a doraisa, you're going to have a drabana. Or now there's also a new method of cooking, of eating, I should say, with a chemical reaction. And, those of you who fly to Hong Kong and you want a TV dinner, a hot TV dinner, so what you do is you buy this hot TV dinner, and when you open the packaging, there's a chemical reaction, and the packaging cooks that which is there, actually heats that which is there. But in Israel, there are cans. It's called pachit lohet, something like that. there are cans that for the soldiers that have raw food in them, and when you open the can, that causes a chemical reaction, and that chemical reaction brings out heat, no fire, no flame, it's just pure heat. So again, were these things to become, Beintayim, they're not, but if they were to become first alternatives, then according to Rav Moshe, you would have a chiyuv, or according to Shlomo Zalman, you would never get beyond the Yisur Drabon. Okay, this brings us to the solar heater, to the Dut Shemesh. What is a solar heater? So everyone knows that this is one of the main differences between the Shmira Shabbos Kilchosa first edition and Shmira Shabbos Kilchosa, the politically eye-tied behind his back second edition, that in the first edition, on the top of the page, he put that Dut Shemesh, you can use L'chatrila on Shabbos, and on the bottom of the page he says, however, there are those who are also in second edition, he says, top of the page, there, you know, we asked her, and the bottom of the page, she says, or those that are matter. Namely, it was a machlokes between the Minchas Yitzchak, Diane Weiss, who asked her, and Bahar Tzvi and the Tzitzel Yezer, who are matter. However, nowadays, in other words, the question basically was, how do we view the heating of the water in a solar heater? Is it chama, is it heated directly from the sun, or is it toldos chama? Is it heated by the pipes that are heated by the sun? In other words, but nowadays everyone says, forget. No, certainly the water that's heated on the solar panel itself is heated by the sun. The problem is that it goes into a large container, and then whenever you turn on the water in the house, hot water flows out of that container, cold water flows in, and that cold water is being heated by toldos chama, which is also drabana. And so nowadays, unless you have a special solar heater where no cold water goes in, classically the solar heaters nowadays are all considered to be toldos chama. Within the first edition, there are various printings. So in the first printing of the first edition, there was a haskama from Rav Vosner. And then in the second printing of the first edition, in BMT they used to have all these books. Second printing of the first edition, the haskama from Rav Vosner disappeared. Why did the haskama from Rav Vosner disappear? Because he felt that even if you hold an Ikar Hadin that the solar heater is chama rather than toldos chama, and even if you were to turn off the valves, when you're in your house and you open the water, no one knows whether this water is coming from a solar heater or from a gas heater or a kerosene heater, etc. Namely, that it's impossible to know when you open the valve, and that's an osi lachufa. Because of that, that's something Chazal, had they been around, would have certainly viewed the same way they asked toldos chama or to toldos, or even here they would have asked the chama or to toldos, or because there's no way of knowing it's the same way as when you're mafkia the egg in the sudarim. You can never tell what heated the sudarim, you can never tell what heated over here the water. Okay, in terms of chamei tveria, so he pointed out machali passing chamei tveria is toldos chama, namely it's asur drabanan.
Does any thermal energy?
Drabanan. L'chora, now in America, that they use, I'm aware that they use in Riverdale, they use thermal energy for heating houses. But you know, they think that in the long run, namely after 50 years, the investment will pay and it will be cheaper than, it's gas and gasoline. I never saw them use thermal, water of thermal energy. But l'chora, the water of the thermal energy is toldos chama. So let's hold like Rav Yossi is not going to help you very much, except again, the moment this is a drabana, and then we can come up with other, if we're going to go through a grama, it's going to be a creation. But when if we're going to create all sorts of Rube Goldberg gadgets that are going to go through different stages, so of course you're starting off with a drabana. Okay, that's what we have over here on Daf Lamed Tes, Amad Aleph. Moving over to Daf Lamed Tes, Amad Beis. If you were to take this thermal energy and set it up from before Shabbos, then nothing is happening on Shabbos. So here we have a problem that in the hot springs, what do they used to do? They used to put a pipe of cold water through the hot spring. So this, as the Gemara points out, is Hatmana, the Dover Hamosif Hevel from Erev Shabbos, and the Chachamim felt that this was Aser. So this is one of the Rayas the Gemara points out, that Hatmana, the Dover Hamosif Hevel, is also our feeling about the unpleasant. Yes, it's a fairish mission. Why do you need such a mice? Okay, that's it. But in any case, it's not against the mission. And then the Gemara has a sugya of rechitza. So again, the bottom line is that on Pesach Shabbos. On Shabbos, we distinguish between Panav Rada Viraglav and Kol Gufo. That if we have water which has been heated from Erev Shabbos, we can use it for Panav Yadav Viraglav, but certainly can't use water that's heated on Shabbos, that's Bishul. In terms of Kol Gufo, even water that was heated from Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to take a shower or a bath on Shabbos because of Gzeres Balanim. The people will claim it was heated Erev Shabbos when in reality it was heated on Shabbos. What about taking a cold shower? So here, Mitad Iker Hadid, why not? But there's a Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Kaf Vav Siv Kaf Aleph, that the minhag nowadays is not to wash one's entire body with cold water, Shema Yisrod, at grounds of Skita. Korah people have here to come with Skita, even just Panagad the Virago, that the Shemir Shabbos Tochasa, that's the way the parak of the Pizza Saguf begins. What's the head to wash one's beard? Is it Skita? Okay. That's in terms of Shabbos. In terms of Yantif, we have a heter of Ochol Nefesh, and according to Beis Hillel, anything which is Shavu Ochol Nefesh, and you have to know which is Shavu Ochol Nefesh, also has a heter of Ochol Nefesh. So for Panav Yadav Viraglav, you can even heat water on Shabbos, on Yantif, I'm sorry, to wash. But in terms of Kol Gufo, we still have the Gzeres HaBalanim, even if the water was heated from before. Okay, so in terms of Kol Gufo, we don't distinguish between Shabbos and Yantif. In terms of Panav Yadav Viraglav, the only question is when the water has to be heated from, in terms of Shabbos from before, in terms of Yantif from Yantif itself. That's pretty much what we have over here. So the Gemara goes on to a very fascinating klal in the sugya of Halacha Kedivrei HaMachriya. The question is that we have these chutzim, and we never know how far the chutzim go. Is it only if the Machriya is a Talmud? It falls off, or there are also certain cases where this is really not a hachra, but it's a third shita. How do you know if something is a hachra or a third shita? So when the Gemara uses it, it uses it. It doesn't use it. But that's what, that's what we have Rishon. So that one. Okay, so that's Daf Amitess. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so moving onwards and upwards. So you'll continue with Rabbi Yisrael Willig. I'll see you next Friday. How was your Shabbaton?
Baruch Hashem.